to teach that law. The ruler, therefore, instructed in the divine law, should make it his chief aim to see that the people subject to him should be able to live a good life. Now that a man may lead a good life, two things are required. The chief requisite is virtuous action. The other requisite, which is secondary and quasi-instrumental in character, is a sufficiency of material goods, the use of which is necessary for virtuous action. End of quote. In the Summa Theologica, St. Thomas points out that private ownership is morally necessary in order that the sufficiency of goods above spoken of may be forthcoming. The fall has made the division of property necessary. Before the fall, the angelic doctor had previously pointed out such division would not have been necessary. Social organization, however, the imperium politicum of man over man, is not due to the fall. The fall made necessary repressive measures on the part of the social rulers, charged with preserving the common good from being violated by the wicked. Before the fall, men's wills were in perfect order, thanks to supernatural life and to the preternatural gift of integrity.